the Fade the Noise podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets. Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good sir Nathaniel Lundy. This is the Fade the Noise podcast presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. And we got a loaded Week 15 slate. We already did our Saturday preview, so if you missed our prior episode, make sure you go back and check that out and indulge in all the goodness, all the player propage for those two contests. Now we're going to have our focus entirely on the main slate of remaining Week 15 games. And Lundy, is there a particular wager that stands out to you? I'll give you mine real quick. Of this main slate, I mean, the Rams are favored by 17, 16 and a half, pretty much universally across the board, every single sports book. But I love the under in that game against the Jets at 43 and a half, because I don't think the Jets are going to score. This could be like 35 to nothing, and the under is still going to hit. I just don't see the Jets putting even 3 points on the board. And for that reason, I think the under is a very sound wager. What's your thoughts on that? And what else you got?
Interesting. Going down the road with the Jets. You know, when you get to the point where you're talking about betting with the Jets, you know, you can tell we're getting to Week 15. Oh, my goodness.
True. Well, I'm not taking the Jets on the line. I'm just saying that they're not going to score. So no, the under is going to hit.
That's what I'm saying. After all the nonsense of this season, there's still a reason to pay attention to the Jets. Okay. And that's because of the gambling.
Yeah. Yeah, precisely.
Man, I don't know that there's a specific one that jumps out at me. For some reason, I know I might be really, really nuts with this, especially as much as you and I have made fun of them, but I'm not so sure that I wouldn't take the Cowboys with the points because I don't know that San Francisco can do much of anything, and it's shocking to me that they're favored in a game with Nick Mullins. You know what I mean?
Well, it's all about Brandon Ayuk, and we may be getting to him here in the Fade Five. A little
foreshadow. Look what we did there. Oh. Yeah, no, there's some fun games, and as you and I said in the podcast a little earlier where we were previewing the doubleheader on Saturday, this is fun because we got NFL on both days. We got college football that's going on Friday night and Saturday. We've got college basketball going on, and of course, next week, the NBA. So this is pretty fun.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. By the way, whatever the Gonzaga-Iowa line comes out in terms of the total at DraftKings Sports, but just take the over. It doesn't matter. First at 200 wins, and make sure you watch that game. It tips off at like 9 a.m. Pacific time, noon Eastern on Saturday. So a nice little appetizer to the two main Saturday games there in the NFL. Look, if you want to get in on the college basketball action, if you want to get in on the NFL or the upcoming NBA, do so right now at DraftKings Sportsbook. Look, it was just yesterday, it feels like, that the LA Lakers raise basketball's most coveted prize. Since then, we have introduced a new class of pro basketball players through the draft, and also a few marquee names have switched zip codes. Luckily for us sports fans, DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is here to tip off the 2021 NBA season with a no-brainer for all customers, new and existing. If you haven't tried DraftKings Sportsbook yet, head to the App Store now because you don't want to miss this. Celebrate the return of hoops. DraftKings Sportsbook is giving you a plus 75-point spread. Yeah, you heard that correctly. Plus 75-point spread on the team of your choice on opening night. That's right. All you got to do is bet any opening night game, and if your team doesn't lose by more than 75 points, you will double your money. No-brainer. Here's what you got to do. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use that promo code FTN. Again, promo code FTN when you sign up to get a plus 75-point spread on opening night for a shot to double your money. That's code FTN to get a shot at doubling your money on opening night for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older. Colorado, New Jersey, Indiana, or Pennsylvania residents only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in Indiana, 1-800-9-WITH-IT. With that, let's get to another Fade 5.
Number 5.
All right, props, more player props for Sunday's NFL slate. Let's start off with Wham Bam. Thank you, Cam. As in Akers, not Newton. Cam Akers' line at DraftKings Sportsbook, 74.5 on the rush yards. You know where I'm going. Over on this one. Finally, Sean McVay is coming to his damn senses. He is feeding the young beast. And what is he doing? Delivering, as we all expected. 62 touches, 372 yards, 2 touchdowns the last 3 weeks. Exhaustive workloads. And again, you've got L.A. favored by 17.5. Likely ball of the belly probably another 20-plus times against the Jets. Jets have been decent against the run, Lundy. giving up just 4.14 yards per carry, 135.5 total yards per game. But in what will surely be a positive game script, and knowing that Akers, with his elusiveness, the jump cut, the power, 3.18 yak per attempt, forcing a missed tackle 19.4% of the time, you mash it all together, slap some butter on it, and I think he's going to hit 100 yards and find the end zone yet again for the third straight week. So what do you say here? Fade or follow my over 74.5 rush yards on the rookie out of Florida State?
Like jamming out to an 80s mixtape, Brad. It's all about volume. And Cam Akers is finally getting the volume. That's why I'm going to follow on this one and take the over. I think this is 19, 20, 22 carries. By the time it's all said and done, they are going to run him into the ground in this particular game. And in a good way, because he has proven that you can keep giving him the rock and he's going to keep getting it done. Again, against this front, maybe they're playing so-so, but they're also dreaming of playing golf in the Bahamas right now. So let's just give the ball to Cam Akers. Let's do it 20 plus times. He sits there and averages, 4 yards a carry. Boom, you got 80 yards and we're on the over.
It won't be tainted love. Whoa, bet the over on Cam Akers.
Number four.
All right, let's work in Brandon Ayuk. Truth be told, I was on air 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern Time, Sirius XM Fantasy Sports Radio, when this line came out. I jumped off the air, and I saw it got juiced up, and I got immediately pissed off. Brandon Ayuk, 5.5 receptions. The over right now is at minus 155 at DraftKings Sportsbook. So here's what you do, Lundy. We love to take a juiced up player prop and pair it with another juiced up player prop, particularly in reception, slap together, reduce the juice on that two-leg parlay, and cash in. So here's what I did. I took the Brandon Ayuk 5.5 catches, and I paired it with Calvin Ridley 5.5 catches on the over, both of these in the over, and it's like plus 180 something at DraftKings. Man, I love this line, and I'll give you a little bonus time. I love the over on 74.5 receiving yards for Ayuk as well. It's little D. What other evidence do you need? Giving up a 7.1 YPA, second most fantasy points at wide receiver position this season. He's going up against Rashard Robinson, who was allowed a 134.9 pass rate in his assignments. No Debo Samuel, out the hamstring injury in the last five games for Ayuk. 10.6 targets per game, 7.2 receptions per game, 99 yards per game, and 3 touchdowns. So if you don't want to pay the juice, if you're not looking to parlay with Calvin Ridley, remember, no Julio Jones, that's why I really like him, and you got to throw on Tampa, you could always get the standard juice on the over on the yards and still cash in. Are you with me on the former Arizona State Sun Devil known as the Yak King?
Oh, yes. I'm all over this. Plus, I love the idea of pairing it together. We did that on the podcast we did for the Saturday doubleheader. We talked about the idea of pairing some stuff together to be able to get you to that plus number, especially when something's been juiced up. The Ayuk number is going to keep going up, by the way. They're either going to keep juicing it or they're ultimately going to have to switch it to an over-under of 6.5 because this thing's getting jumped on. I'll tell you what, I'm good with the Ridley. The other one, Brad, that I kind of like, if you wanted to pair it up, and we can still talk about the Atlanta-Tampa game, and that's Russell Gage. You want to talk about no Julio Jones. I think Gage is going to get involved in the offense as well. His catch total at 4.5.
Nice.
Ridley at 5.5. I'd be okay with pairing it with either of those to get you up into the plus juice. But yes, looking at what we can expect out of Ayuk, I would absolutely expect him to get the volume early and often. That gets him above the 5.5. But if you don't like the juice, folks, find that other player prop. Maybe, as we said in the Tampa-Atlanta game, pair those together and get yourself a stronger number.
Yeah, the former Sun Devil is definitely going to have his day.
Number three.
All right, it's time for the MonkeyKnifeFight.com Monkey Knife Fight Player Prop of the Day, presented by MonkeyKnifeFight.com. Go there right now and use the promo code FTN. Again, promo code FTN. And when you sign up, you get a free $5 game on the house. It's a very simple concept here, folks. It's a DFS game unlike any other. It's more or less is over under on all your favorite player props. You parlay them together in packages of 2 all the way up to 6. The more you cash, the more, of course, you will win dollars into your pockets this holiday season. Go there right now, MonkeyKnifeFight.com, and use that promo code FTN. Let's go to Tua Tagovailoa going up against the Subway pitchman, Bill Belichick, and the New England Patriots. This has 15.5 fantasy points, and I'm still taking the under here, Lundy, and convincingly so. Do you remember what Belichick did the last time he faced a rookie quarterback that was ballyhooed? Oh, yeah, that was Justin Herbert. And it was a bunch of donuts across the board. got humiliated, got embarrassed, twins, well, stunts, the exotic blitzes that he brings. He is going to confuse the living daylights out of Tua Tagovailoa. And not only that, too, but Devontae Parker, not healthy, dealing with a hamstring strain, questionable. Mike Gesicki, though practicing on a limited basis and training in the right direction now, questionable with a shoulder injury. Those guys are less than 100%. They don't have a whole lot of weapons right now. Maybe it's Jakeem the Dream Grant who can get some work done, but I just think that Bill Belichick's going to throw everything in the kitchen sink at Tua and is going to bewilder him. So I am well under 15.5 fantasy points. Fade or follow?
I will follow on this one because of what he just did to Justin Herbert, for crying out loud. I mean, he made Herbert look like he was back starting on the freshman squad in high school, because that was embarrassing in terms of what we've seen out of Justin Herbert over the course of the season compared to what Belichick did to him. So yes, I think that Tua's number stays below this on the 15.5. I think this winds up being a very low scoring game. In fact, the over under as of tape time is at 41.5. I will tell you this though, Brad, when you see Miami all the way down to just a -1, not so sure I might not take Miami to win this one now that the point total has come all the way down. But I do think that it's going to be rough sledding for Miami, especially for the rookie quarterback.
Yeah, Tua, fade the living daylights out of him against Belichick.
Number two.
All right, from one rookie quarterback to another, and this one a little rosier outlook. How about Jalen Hurts? Hurts so good. Talk about that 80s mixtape. That's got to be a staple in there. Jalen Hurts, 57.5 rush yards. Over. Oh, my God, yes. Look, Jalen Hurts hit the century mark last week against the top-rated defense in the NFL, the New Orleans Saints, who entering the week had allowed the fewest rush yards, and he still got over 100 yards. All right? Look, he's going to be able to do this, I think, with relative ease against the Arizona Cardinals, who, interestingly, have given up 32-plus yards on the ground to six different quarterbacks this year. So, yeah, that's shy of the number, but this is an RPO-based offensive scheme now with Hurts, and he is a load to bring down. He just powers through that initial line of contact. We saw that repeatedly during his days at Alabama and Oklahoma, and that has transitioned very, very seamlessly to the next level. You know, he's not going to be crazy in terms of pass yards in this game, maybe a 180 and a touchdown. But rushing yards, I think he is going to match Kyler Murray pound for pound in this game. One of the ones I'm really looking forward to watching, because he's just a ton of fun to watch. So, again, give me Jalen Hurts on the over, 57.5 rush yards at a -112 juice. Fade or follow.
Over, and over some more here with Jalen Hurts. Look, folks, when you're looking at the fact that he can do this with his legs, let me give you an example of why the odds makers think that this is going to wind up being Jalen Hurts with his legs. Over under receiving totals for these guys: Zach Ertz, 26.5. Goddard, 36.5. Greg Ward Jr., 27.5. Jalen Reagor, 33.5. Those are pathetic receiving numbers for wide receivers. Why? Because Hurts is going to run. He's not going to throw it like crazy in this game. He's going to scramble around, and that's why all these receivers totals are so damn low for the Eagles. Yes, give me Hurts and get me to push him maybe to 70, 80 yards by the time this is done. Arizona is going to be chasing him all over the field.
Come on, baby, make it hurt so good.
Number one.
All right, last and certainly not least, let's talk about a guy that may wind up with 2,000 rushing yards this year, and that is one King Henry, the football Frankenstein, Seals, Smashel, 109.5 rush yards, over. Come on now. I think he could get this by halftime. Some of what he did last week against Jacksonville, Lundy. Again, it's Detroit. You know, we've been describing this as a Derrick and Henry Invitational, this like three-game stretch that he's on right now. He took care of Fairley Dickinson easily last week for like 215 and two touchdowns. Now he gets Chicago State, perennially one of the worst teams in college basketball. So Detroit is awful when it comes to defending the run. 4.57 yards per carry, 112.2 rush yards per game, 16 rushing touchdowns they've allowed to the position alone. Derrick Henry, 3.78 yak per attempt. I think it's back-to-back 200-yard games. I really do for him with multiple touchdowns yet again. So Henry, crush it, smash it, sledgehammer it, over 109.5 rush yards, -112 right now. Better get in early on that before it gets juiced up. Fade or follow.
Yeah, I'm taking this one because I think the Titans, I think that coaching staff, I think they're going to try to help him get to 2,000. I mean, I really do. I think they realize what an incredible milestone that is for a running back in the NFL, especially in today's game where everybody's airing it out so often. I think they recognize what it would mean to get him this final 468 yards that he needs to get up to the 2,000 mark. And I think they're going to keep feeding him. I'm with you. The 109 and a half number, he may already be at 95 to 105 by halftime in this one. I think they are going to continue to feed him the rock. I think they want him as a team to get to that milestone, and I hope that he does, because I think it's fantastic to see a guy like that in today's NFL rocking the yards on the ground the way that he is. So I'm going to follow, because again, I think he's going to cruise past this one with no problem this weekend.
Yeah, all over Derrick Henry, and if you're going up against him in your fantasy playoffs, condolences in advance. And that is a wrap on this edition of the Fade the Noise podcast. Please follow Lundy on Twitter at Nate Lundy. Follow me at Noisy Huevos. Drop us a rating and a review. It really helps out our show enormously. And check out FTNFantasy.com, FTNBets.com, and FTNDaily.com for all of your fantasy sports and sports betting content needs. Use that promo code Evans, E-V-A-N-S, to score 10% off your subscription today. And until next time, as always, fade or follow. That is up to you.
Fade the noise.